Marín, para listo. How many forms of pieces are there within the ocean? A species of living being born in the water. There are 900,000. How many actually? We have got experience.
I studied one.
One only?
I concentrated on one. I learned of some of the taking it out.
900. Exact number. Kani Stavra Lokovinsati and 2 millions of trees and plants. Botany. Botany. Jalajanova Kani Stavra Lokovinsati. Kingoyo Rudra Sankhata. Insects. There are 1,100,000 of Srimaya Rudra Sankhata. Then, Paksinam Dasalakkata. From insect, they become flies and birds. Paksinam Dasalakkata. 1 million. Then some bars, the beast comes, 4 legged. Prince of Khani, 3 million. This is from beast. And from beast, the human form comes. Either from monkey or from lion or from cow. Out of these three, Satagun, Rajagun, those who are coming through Rajagun, the last class before human form of God, is lion. And those who are coming in form, ignorance, darin, sadharinja, monkey, and ignorance. And those who are coming in goodness, the last form of birth is cow. This is our scientific and family guidelines. We haven't got to make a research. Everything is there. That is very knowledge. They have got already everything written there. We are astronomy. Everything is written there. Simply have to calculate. Astrology, you say, simply mathematical calculate. If the moon is in this position and the other star is in this position, then the effect will be like this and the result is like this. So you have got to make such a research with the ordinary. Similarly, this Darwin theory is there in two lines. Asitin suturam seyo lokhan stan is yurat. Amadhi purusei praptam manusyam janma pajayat. Asiti means 80. Chatura means 4. 80 and 4. Lakhyan, tax. 100,000. 84, 100,000. That means 8 million 400. Asiti means Chaturam Shaiva. Lakhyan, Stan. Jiva jati su, jiva means living entity, jati means species. Jiva jati su, Brahma dhi, the living entity is wandering or transmigrating from aquatics to tree, plants, then insects, then birds, then bees. In this way, the last is human form of life. Brahmadhi, wandering. Purushai, praptam, last is getting manasam. Jiva, Janma Bhujya, by the evolution of birth. Now this form is for understanding Govinda, God. The other form, Vijana. So, if in this form, the living entity does not contact Govinda. Contacting Govinda means surrendering unto Govinda. As Krishna says, surrender. Bhavanam janmanamanti janavan mankur. So after many millions of births, when one is actually in full knowledge, he surrenders to Krishna. That is perfection. And then he goes back to home once more. That is our program, Krishna Pasha.
So there's something higher in human form?
Oh, yes. Then thus, Deva, Deva Tijja, Naradu. Generally, three divisions. Demigods, human being, and other than human beings.
Primitive.
No, not only caveman, animals, trees, bars, other than. But
But
this human problem applies is better than demigods. Because demigods, they are materially very opulent. Just like when the Americans came in India, they thought demigods. Is it not? Because they are better looking, good looking, intelligent, powerful. Similarly, just like this controller or director of this rain department is Indra. This thundering, it is under his direction, this thundering is going on. He throws the thunder bolts and cracks the mountain. And then you get chunks. That is his business. As in government, there are different departments. Clearly, God has got different departments. And the in charge of that department is a demigod. Creation, says Brahma, sustenance or maintenance, interest, Vishnu, and dissolution, Lord Shiva.
How is human life better than
this way that this life here also on this planet, those who are richer section, they practically do not care to know what is this Krishna consciousness. They're proud, patra, or material opulence. What is this Krishna? Let us enjoy, gain. That is their position. So it is a curse for them. Their richness is a curse for them. That they cannot at all such a nice moment. The middle class section, they are the interested. Similarly, the demigods, they have a very, very high standard of life, duration of life, beauty, opulence, facilities. So generally they forget. Not forget, they're servant. It's like government. Servant does not mean a devotee. So they are devotee, official devotee. They offer their obeisances to Krishna. Shiva Virinchi Nutang, worshipped by Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. But their devotion is punishment, because their post is in fact high post. So they may remain in their post in this way, exchange. But in the human society, you'll find devotees, there is no question of exchange. It is simply love.
Demigods,
yes.
How does science fit in all of this?
This is
why I'm here. I know science.
So
I know a bit of where it's going, and I don't find it compelling, fulfilling.
So yes.
The empty to the
scientist, business is, you can become a great devotee. This guy, Hidam Nipunsat Tapasat Sutattava Sistasya Suktasya Kabuddha Dattayo Avichito Artha Kovidhi Nirudhita Jaduttama Sloka Gunanu Varnana. This is done. Why is it done like that? Yaduttama Sloka Gunanu Varnana. 이당 이본사 이따사 잡아 이따사 잡아서 if you are scientist means you have learned and scholar you know you have heard from the book so many things so you are duty is that whatever you have learned to try to explain all these scientific research work as qualification of the Supreme Lord. Any scientific law, just like law of gravity, Following? Law of gravity, the big planets are floating in the air. Now, you can explain how this is floating. The hint is already there in the Bhagavad Gita that he enters Vishwabhya aham idam krishnam vikansina sutu yada dharayami aham ojasa that I enter into this universe and by my prayers they are floating. These things are there. Now you are a scientist. You are actually devotee. Then you try to explain from your scientific explanation that this floating is possible because God has entered into it. That is your duty. And because you are a scientist, your explanation from the scientific point of view how God has entered, how He is acting, that will be very much well received by the public. So that will be a great service. As for that in the past, it is already stated there, that I enter. We can understand. Yes, we believe. I will explain. Just like that balloon. What is the gas? Hydrogen gas?
Helium gas.
Helium gas. So helium gas has entered within the balloon and it is floating. So if the helium gas can float, God float? If helium gas has so much power, and God is less than helium gas? Or is more than helium gas? So what is the division to understand? God says, I enter. Similarly, the helium gas enters. And it makes possible to see floats. So what is the division to understand? I see in my eyes. So he can become big helium gas. Just like Krishna says, Rasoham Apsupantiya, I am the taste of the water. Water is important. We are drinking water for the taste. The taste is Krishna. Similarly, if you explain this law of gravitation, which we have discovered, is Krishna. Prove it. By your scientific knowledge. That is this. Actually, that is the fact. That is the fact. And you have to explain. That's why I give you this example. This is scientific. As you can float a balloon by creating helium gas. So, there must be some gas like that, Krishna enters into each and every planet, I remember, and he floats. That's all. They not only, the planets are floating, the universes are also floating. So, do you accept this theory or not? If not, you get
blessed. I cannot reject it.
That's
because you know more about it than I do.
Thank you.
You are obviously.
Yeah, that should be the attitude. That is the way of understanding. Upadamshanti tadhyanam jnanina tattvadarshinam. Those who are tattvadarshi, because they have seen the truth, we have to take knowledge from them. That is direction in the Bhagavad Gita. Not from the atlas. One who has seen, one who has known, you have to take knowledge from him. Tattvadarshi. Tattvadarshi, Ganipatena, Pribhasena, Chivaya. You have to understand by surrendering, by rendering service and by question. Three things. You cannot question simply. There must be service and surrender. Then question will be nice. And if all of a sudden we come and question, and that answer will not be satisfactory. I am drinking this water because there is taste. At this time, if you give me some other juice, I will not like. I will like taste. Drink water. But there is peculiar taste that will satisfy the thirst. And that thirst quenching taste is this. So immediately you can remember Krishna, here is Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. There is no need of seeing Krishna. You can perceive Krishna while drinking water. If you have got this power of person, and the hints are already there in the Bhagavad Gita. You can argue, where is Krishna? I do not see Krishna. How can I? How Krishna says all that? He tries to realize me in this way. While you drink water, you know that there is in my sight. So you can see or perceive Krishna while drinking water. Everyone is drinking water? Who cannot perceive Krishna? What is it here? Krishna giving hints. But he was in me like that. And God, at the present moment, God can be seen eye to eye, but he can be perceived. Unuhalam. What is that word? Parasya. Parasya anubhavatmana, anubhavatmana. So at the present moment, we can understand God by anubhav. Here is God. God in Hindi is given. God by God. There. So rasovama putra. The I am, the taste. You cannot create this taste. You can make water. hydrogen, oxygen mixing. But you cannot create the taste so that that water may be taken. Is it possible?
It is possible to make water. I rely on you to say it's not, possible to make the taste.
That detracts from past spirits, and we are also creating water. That nobody is going to drink that water. Nobody is coming to lick my body, here's water.
Even if we drink hydrogen and oxygen, we get water still. Where does the hydrogen and oxygen?
Yes, but from the chemical comes. Such vast sea water. So, where is God so much chemical? Then the next question is, who supplies the chemicals?
You said that it is possible to see eye to eye.
Yes.
How can it be done?
You have to be qualified. This is the process, you know, and this Krishna consciousness in the moment. To become devotee, to follow the rules and regulations, the prescribed method, you will see God. You will see constantly, 24 hours. Santa Sadaiva Ridayesh Vilokani, Premanyana Surita Bhakti Vilokani. If you have developed such emotion and love for God, then you see all extra. Just like if you have a child whom you very much love, and he will see the child always in front of him. Always. But he is due to love. So similarly, you have to develop love for Krishna and he will see him. He can be seen by love, not by your method. He is not under any method, but he is under love. So you have to develop love and then you see. Well, there is no favor. Is it any clear?
There is pain.
Oh.
You have to mention.
Very pain. Yes. So all science of God is described in Bhagavad Gita.
Morning, we said that Krishna is the original scientist because he is a scientist, then we can have our science.
Yes. Accepted. He is the original scientist.
I can't accept the fact that Krishna being God created everything that
yes.
Science studies now.
Yes, that is the fact. That is the fact. So, despite my becoming a scientist, I am a subordinate scientist. And my scientific research is going on under the direction of Krishna. Because the experiment which you are making in the laboratory, the ingredients, they are produced from Krishna. The mind with which you are working, that is produced by Krishna. And the direction we are receiving from Krishna. Therefore, when you prepare something, that is Krishna's production. Krishna is the indirect cause and you are direct cause. The other day while coming in the plane, he told me that they are trying to make copy of the brain of friends. So still, if you can copy, even if you can copy, you are not the original scientist. Because that brain of Einstein is already created. So original creation is God. So you can imitate. So you have imitator scientists. Is it not? Who has created the brain of Professor Einstein? You have not created. You are trying to make a Xerox copy. That's all. But the original is already there. Now, who has created the original brain? Then you have to go to God. But if you have not created, it is not man-made. If man could create such brain, oh, never mind. Professor has died, we create another professor's brain. That is enough. So even if you are able to imitate, you are not the supreme scientist. As someone who is doubtful, to accept him that he will be able to copy it, Xerox copy of Einstein's bread, that does not give you the credit. The credit is already there, God's credit. At least we cannot give you any credit. We shall speak, the original brain is created by God. To connect you. If you have the power to create, then there is no necessity of copying. You could create better than that young man. You are trying to take syrups from that brain. Just like big airplanes are flying. But that the shape is made after the bird. The original shape, bird, is created by God. He has got the same type of machine, even within an insect, a small insect, right? You can create a small aeroplane like that. That is not possible. Then what is your credit? Where is God's credit? A small flat near water. You create a vessel. You can create a big, but you cannot create a small. Therefore, you are incapable. But God can create the biggest and the smallest. Anoraniya, mahatu mahiya. He can create the greater than the greatest and the smaller than the smallest.
Now, a big airplane cannot reproduce another airplane.
He cannot create a male airplane and female airplane so that we haven't got to manufacture the third one. The third one is produced. Why third one? Third million. And again, third million, another million, another million. That is God's use. That means he has got different energies. He pushes on one button of one energy and the production goes on. Sa-sujata, sa-ikhata, he has Vedic explanation. The energies are so subtle, just like nowadays electronic. Watch television button, you press, and thousands of miles away, something is happening. So it is materially possible. It is nothing but exhibition of the energy of the human brain. So if human brain can exhibit such wonderful activity, how much God can. He has got better brain, that's all. Or the best brain. If he has got brain, that's all right, but he has got the best brain. Param. That's what he is called Param Purush. Parameshwar. Param means the best, the supreme. God is like you, like me. He has got also two hands, two legs, Krishna. But his brain is different. It's like you are conscious, your brain is better than me. Or his brain is better than you. And his brain is better than him. And this will go on fasting. When you find the brain which has no more better, and that is what. As you are finding out better than you, he better than he, better than he, go on, he says. When you find out some brain which surpasses everyone, and nobody surpasses him, that is all. This is our definition of God. How can I deny it? So don't accept blindly anyone as God, incarnation of God. We want to see who has got the best brain, who has got the best opulence, who has got the best beauty, who has got the best knowledge, who has got the best strength. All combined together, if we find in some person, that is God. That we have found in Krishna. That one is God.
How can I know
intuitively that you can understand? Just like you are a scientist man, you can do something which I cannot do. The dead man says, I must accept that you have got better breath. What is the difference?
But how can I know?
You can know directly that he is doing better than me. What is the difference? I can see. That's why all my disciples are following me. Why? Because they understand that our spiritual master explains about God better than us. That's what they are telling us. I'm not bribing them. They are not fools. They have got very nice brain to act. So they accept me as a spiritual master brain because they understand me, that he can explain about God better than me. What is the difference? He is, all my disciples have been sent to me because they have found in me a better brain in explaining what is God. Direct person. There is no question of indirect understanding. It is direct understanding. And the Vedas also advises to go to a better man. So Sriyam Brahman is come, one who has heart, better. And wise, of the basic knowledge. And Brahman, as a result of it, he has become fully devoted to Krishna, Brahman is come. These are the qualifications of spiritual master. His knowledge is perfect according to the Vedic injunction, and by having that knowledge, he has become a perfect devotee of the Lord. These two things have to be seen. Then he is a spiritual master.
But there are many spiritual masters. Well,
But you have to judge. Just like when you go to purchase two shilling worth goods, you go to different stores. Everyone says, oh, my thing is very nice. Then you have to judge which one is best. That depends on you. If you are a fool, then somebody will see it. And if you are not a fool, then you know it. Just like these doctors. They call themselves God. Such a fool can cheat another fool only. But one who knows what is God, he will not accept it. One who knows Krishna, he will not accept it as God. He will immediately compare worthy of God, like Krishna, or better than Krishna. Then I shall accept it. We have already our God, Krishna. Now you prove that you are better than Krishna, or equal to Krishna. Ready, Kana? So how is going to accept him for? How is going to accept him spiritual master? That depends on your intelligence. If you are less intelligent, you will see that by this false God. So, everyone has got intelligence, individually, see, power of understanding. So you should try to use them, and then you can understand.
I'd like to ask him, what do the scientists explain as the origin of life? Do they have any explanation how life is caused? Oh, the scientists concern themselves with the process, not the reason. They, right now, scientists are spending a tremendous amount of time duplicating this structure, trying to be able to produce life. This now, they're saying that they be able to say, well, this is how life started in the beginning of the world. It does not come. Scientists don't concern themselves with why life started, just how. What they think life started by the effect of the atmosphere.
Then the atmosphere is the cause.
Yes.
Now the next question is who created the atmosphere?
I
they have not found out the ultimate cause. They check a process which is going in the middle way. Therefore, their science is imperfect. But our science is perfect. We have found out the ultimate cause. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Buddha, Anadi Radhi Govinda. Sarva karana karana, the cause of all causes. Therefore our science is perfect. We have found out the cause of all causes. But the material scientists, they simply can look to the process how it is working. Just like a child sees the machine, how it is working. But we cannot know who has to deal with the machine. Therefore, the child thanks. That's retention.
What is the definition of science?
Perfect knowledge. Isn't that?
I don't know.
You do not know what is the meaning of science?
No, I don't.
Then, why do you call science? How do you call this is scientific?
I can only give you my definition of science. Science is that endeavor of human beings by which they attempt to find out why things happen and how they happen.
Not doing perfect knowledge. I am seeing that this good plan is growing. But I do not know how it is growing. If I know perfectly how it is growing, that is, so we know that. How it is. Idu Amsa Bhutala, the seed of this growth tree is Krishna. All kinds of seeds are Krishna. Therefore, from one seed you find a tree growing from which the perfect rose of yellow color is coming, another tree, the perfect rose of red color is coming, or varieties of color is coming. The seed is different. Otherwise, the earth is the one, water is the one. But because the seed is different, therefore different plant system and different weather system. But these seeds are Krishna. This is our observation. You cannot create the seed. You cannot create in your laboratory a seed of what is that seed? Banyansi. A small seed, very small. It contains the potency of a big banyansi. You cannot create such seed. You create something just like you are creating becoming garlands. You are proposing that no more eating the fire. You simply take some becoming garlands. Is it not? Similarly, you create some tablet and show it to you. Ah, big Kenyan people. Then I accept you.
You say that the greatest knowledge, that is power, is vanity, is Krishna. What place in the divine scheme do such great beings as Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad?
Yes, Buddha, we are searching as incarnation, as expansion of Krishna. He is Krishna working as Buddha, Radhika. Kesava Bhita Buddha Sarira. He has accepted the body of Buddha. Very odd of Krishna, not logic.
And Jesus Christ and Muhammad?
Everyone.
They are all the incarnation of Krishna.
Yes. Jagat Bhuti, anyone who is showing some extraordinary power, he is supposed to be incarnation of Krishna's energy. Jajjat divitima satya. Mama tejansa sammama. The brilliant energy. He represents the brilliant energy of Krishna. And the energy is not different from the energetic.
Can a true devotee come face to face with God through the teachings of Buddha, the teachings of Christ?
Yes. Teachings of Christ, teachings of Buddha, they were meant for a particular type of man. Generally, it is meant for everyone. But, especially for a particular type of man. It's like, Lord Buddha, he preached ahimsa. They were a particular type of man. Lord Jesus Christ also preached a particular type of man. Thou shalt not kill. That means they were killing. Is it not? If I say, thou shalt not steal, that means you are stealing. You are killing. So, a kind of teaching among the thieves and a kind of teaching among the philosophers must be different. That is the difference. Lord Buddha is Krishna, Lord Jesus Christ was Krishna in Tanusha. But they were teaching a different type of truth. Therefore, you will find difference of Lord Jesus Christ teaching, Buddha's teaching, Krishna's teaching. Krishna's teaching also there, which is already Buddha's teaching. But more than that, because the persons among whom he is teaching, they are far, far elevated than the thieves and the robes. Very it's like I am pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. I am doing so many things with my, sometimes my God brother out of India criticized. But I know what is this consciousness, how to do it. They do not know it. I know my business. So, that is their fault. They won't do the business, they should be prepared for his action. Final support. They said Lord Buddha was criticized by the Vedic Brahmins. Oh, you are stopping animal sacrifice? It is already in the Vedas. Because it is sacrificed, the animal is also sacrificed. How you can stop animal sacrifice? But Lord Buddha, Nindasi Yoga Vide Raha Suti Jatam. Siddhi Jatam, in the Vedas, there is a commandation of animal sacrifice. But he began to derive. So, his business was to derive the Vedic principle. I don't care for this Vedas. Therefore, Buddha religion was not accepted in India. He criticized the basic principle. The basic principle, there is a commendation for anyone satisfied. And he criticized. This is not good. Don't do this. Therefore, he is criticism. Vedic invention should be accepted as it is. You cannot criticize. Then there is no Vedic authority. So therefore, we defy Vedic authorities. As such, it was not accepted. Strictly followers of the Veda. But she has got a different purpose. The ordinary man cannot understand. But one who is devotee, he knows. So why he has done this? Therefore they offer their obeisances. Kesava Dhita Buddha Sariva Jaya Jagadisha. A devotee, he does not accept the philosophy of Buddha, but accepts him as incarnation of Lord Buddha, Krishna, and offers obeisances. This is our position. We offer obeisances to Lord Buddha as incarnation of Krishna. Kesava Dhita Buddha Sariva Jaya Jagadisha. This is our study of Lord. Those who accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His breathing begins from surrendering to Krishna. Jare dakho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Krishna upadesh is that Krishna is asking everyone surrender unto him. So one who has surrendered unto Krishna, he can understand that gentleness. He begins his teaching from the point when one accepts that I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
This chanting process is directed to everyone?
Yes. No, everyone. By chanting, he'll come to this point. When his heart will be cleansed, then he'll come to this point to surrender to Krishna. He initiates a person that not that he has already on that stand, but we are educating him by the process to come to that stand. Sannyas is already qualified, then we are qualified. The first beginning is chanting. If he follows the regulative principles and chants his sin out, that is his qualification. And by that process, he will come to the point of full surrender. And then he gives him the second initiation. And when you actually engage in service of the Lord, heart and soul, then you give me sentence.
Was
it
filled my cup?
Who's that?
It filled my cup. One and two.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody spends extravagantly. So it is compared with water. Oh, you are spending great water.